we feel the hurt by other devotees. So how do we tackle that situation? The devotee may be senior to us or devotee may be even junior to us. But then sometimes we get that feeling.
See, the root cause of all these sufferings in material world is that we have taken birth here. And the world that you have taken birth here is filled with miserable situations. And even if you become pure devotee tomorrow, you will get situations where you get hurt. Well, I have seen pure devotees feeling hurt and feeling morose because of that. Even Vishnu, when Hiranyaksha spoke harshly with him, Vishnu was depressed for a while before killing Hiranyaksha by the harsh words of Hiranyaksha. Vishnu was actually depressed. Now we may say, how Vishnu can get depressed? How he can get hurt? He's a Vishnu, supposed to be Vishnu. But we should not forget that Vishnu also is originally a person. Before he being Vishnu and Supreme Lord, he happens to be a person like you and me, who has feelings, who feels bad and good also. So, this situation of feeling hurt is by the dint of being in material world. If you are convinced about that, then you can tackle this hurt nicely. If you feel that, why should I get hurt? Why should I talk to him who hurts me? But you think spiritual master gets hurt by his disciples so many times, you know that? By the misdeeds that the disciples do, by the wrong things that they do, how much hurt spiritual master gets, tell me. But what is spiritual master's approach to the disciple who hurts him? It's all right. He still cares for him. What is your feelings when your child hurts you? How many times your children must have hurt you in life? Hundreds of times they must have hurt you in this, whatever, 20, 25 years of married life. But after getting so many times hurt from your children, what is your approach to your child? Still you love your child. And still you do activities which are welfare for the child. Still you do all your day and night, you can stretch yourself to do something good for them. All of us have gone through that stage, right? So what is it that in a mother and in a guru that transcends the feeling of hurt? According to you, what is that? Love. When that is lacking, your effect of hurt is much, much more than what it should be. But when there is love, then the hurt is there, but the effect is not there. The effect is very less maybe, potentially much less than what it can do to you. So if you keep, it's like this, if you keep concentrating on the hurt that a particular devotee has given you, it is one thing and one effect you will get, one facade of effect you will get. And if you concentrate on the good things that devotee has done to you in the past, then another effect will take place in your life. And the person who is going to choose is only you, what kind of effect you have, you want to have in your life. So when actually now we learn these things, when you start taking care of devotees, you will come to know the devotee you are taking care, he only hurts you. But the caretaker is trained still to take care of him or her. So if you want to get above your hurt feelings, you have to learn to rise above them. If you remain there only, then the only thing what you experience in life is hurt and nothing else. And that will be there as a constant feature throughout your life. It will never end. It will be always there. That is why we need to be Krishna conscious. When we become Krishna conscious, then the love element overwhelms the other elements in our life. The hurt element, the sorrow element, the depressed element, all those negative elements are overwhelmed by the love element, positive element. And other things appear to be insignificant. You would love not to have other feelings to be insignificant in life. Or you would like to have all negative feelings to be prominent, and you love to be depressed all the time. There are some people in the world who love to be sorry all the time. I can tell you, Pujeshwari knows. So many people in life who just love to be miserable, love to remain in misery and keep talking about it and keep attracting sympathy of people, and keep remaining in the influence of negative hormones in the body, and they are used to negative hormone levels in the body, and they cannot just be comfortable when there is no misery around. There are people. Ayurveda will explain to you much better than me. So, finally, where all the hurt you want to get carried to? Where you will carry the hurt to? To your grave? And what will happen to that feelings of hurt? It will always remain and disturb others. I always see, you know, by my bad behavior, how much I have hurt Guru Maharaj actually. But whenever he meets me, doesn't he know that I am such a nonsense actually? But still, whenever he meets me, hugs me, cares for me, embraces me, talks to me so nicely, 1 minute of association will inspire me so much. If there was any feeling of hurt in his heart, active, then it will not happen. It will not happen. Even it will be a repulsive feeling when I will get close to him, it will be a repulsive vibration I will receive if he is in the hurt feeling. But it is never like that. So that we should hanker for that situation in life. How much of hurt feelings will carry in life, and how much of baggage will carry all the time? It's like, you know, some rotten food in a cloth bag is given to you, and you are carrying it everywhere in the world. And wherever you go, you add some more rotten food in that, and you carry further to the further place. And then where you go to next place? Next place you go, add more rotten potatoes in that, and again you keep going carrying, and finally you go on carrying and carrying and carrying, and wherever you go only get dirty smell around you, and more rotten sabji is put in that. Finally at one place you have to drop it somewhere, take bath and go ahead. Best is to drop it every day and take bath every day rather than taking bath after 1 month.
Basically, we need to train ourselves to be positive, think positive. Like, even as she says, some hurt, if we have to give benefit of doubt to that opposite person, maybe something has happened, you know, that person is behaving in particular manner. So we have to understand that person's situation. If we try to understand and give a positive thought to that, maybe, aise hua hai, iski wajah se, bola hoga, it's okay. Like, if we try to think that way, then it doesn't hurt us so much.
She has a question to ask you.
Who? Jaina. The same thing I'm asking.
How to develop that love factor? You said before that.
We have to train ourselves to think positive and...
Easiest way to develop that loving attitude is to see our Guru Maharaj. It's easy, because philosophy is not so easy. But when you see somebody doing it, it's easy to learn actually by that way.
Once somebody asked Maharaj that, I think Sriji had gone to Maharaj with Vishakha Mataji. So that time Maharaj, Maharaj was just going on praising. And so Vishakha Mataji said that, Maharaj, you are always talking good only about us. He's saying, you don't see faults. He's saying, there are no faults. Maharaj doesn't see any faults in us. She said, Maharaj, you overlook our faults. So Maharaj, overlook? I don't see any faults. That is his consciousness. So he never sees anything bad in anything. We know our faults, but Maharaj doesn't see those faults. Maharaj sees only good things. Otherwise, as he said, we have hurt, there are so many reasons for him to feel hurt from so many people.
So for that love factor to come in us, we should do chanting very nicely actually. Because the holy name is love only, nothing else. Which we have received in our life is the embodiment of love, nothing else. We have not adopted that holy name at that level in our life. That's why we don't feel that love. But the holy name is love itself, nothing else. Lord's love and compassion for all of us has come in the form of the holy name of the Lord to give us that feeling and experience. So that we have to adopt in our life nicely. Give our life to that process of chanting the holy name. So that love will erupt in our heart. It will erupt in such a way that you will not be able to control that love, actually. All of you will be completely flooded with that experience. It's like a volcano, it will erupt in your heart. That much potential is there in the holy name of the Lord. To create a volcano of love in your heart. So Jai Radha Mataji, you heard the answer? Ultimately, all these questions that we ask, they boil down to chanting the holy name of the Lord. It may be appearing as a trick of the speaker, but actually it is not so. It is actually the fact. Ha, matlab, you don't know the answer, you say you chant Hare Krishna, it will be okay. So you may feel that he is just, you know, fooling me around, just because he doesn't know the answer. But the fact is, one who has faith, who will know that the holy name is the answer for everything actually. Otherwise, the scriptures would not have said, Enechi Aushadi Nasho Baro Lagi Harinam Mahamantra Laotom Vimagi. They wouldn't have said that, na? If that was not the ultimate medicine for all the ailments, it wouldn't have been said. But it is said that for all the ailments, the ultimate medicine is the holy name. There is the volcano of love within your heart also. It is like when we clear a kund, na, in Vrindavan Dham. You know how the process is there? When they renovate the kund, what do? First they empty the water by pumps. Then what remains is feet and feet of mud. Okay? Then they start doing that feet and feet of mud excavation through JCBs. And when they will excavate and throw out all the mud, then they will come out with, they will reach the level of natural springs of water, which are there in every kund. Every single kund of Brajbhumi has those natural springs of water under the mud. So what is the meaning of renovation of a kund? It just release those natural springs of water which are covered by the mud, feet and feet of mud. As soon as the mud goes away, what happens? The springs just start coming again. This is the process of all the kundas actually. And this is the process of a spiritual life also. The volcano of love that is within you is just shut up completely by the mud that is we have accumulated for years together. And the process of chanting is to clear that mud completely and allow that spring of water to spring out naturally. Okay? Hare Krishna.